drain. Wash.
Alright, you wash them with? Okay, what do you call the cloth that you use to wash them with?
Dish towel. Dish rag.
Alright, and then after you've scraped all the food and stuff off of them, and you stick them under the running water to get the soap off of them, what do you call that?
Rinsing.
Okay, and then if you get real fancy, you might go over here drain, but if you get real fancy, you might have somebody sitting there drying them. What would you call the towel that you use to dry them with?
Dish towel.
Okay, and what would you call the cloth that you'd use to wash like this, that you'd use to wash your face?
A washcloth.
Okay, and after you got out of the bath, you know, what would you call the big towel that you'd use to or the big cloth that you'd use to dry with?
Towel.
Okay, and in the kitchen, what's the thing that the water comes out of?
The faucet.
Okay. If it's outside of a building with a hook of hose into it, is it called anything else?
No.
Is it still a
faucet or water pump?
Okay. You might say that way up north, they might say, last night it was so cold, our pipes
froze.
And another, you know, another way of saying froze is
freeze.
And they did that. You know,
wow. Split.
Okay, another word for split. He ate so much, he...
Bust.
Okay. People used to buy... Oh, what kind of a container does... When they talk about, you know, when they talk about the Middle East and all the oil that they produce, they say the oil comes in...
Cans.
Well, those big 50-gallon...
Tanks.
Well, 50-gallon, they're about that tall, about to be around. You know, it's some people burn trash in them.
Barrels.
Okay. What was that again?
Barrels.
Okay. Do you happen to know what a real large quantity of lard or molasses might come in? What they call that?
No.
Okay. If you were trying to pour some gasoline into an automobile and it didn't have, all you have is a can, it didn't have a spout on it, you know, it didn't have one of those things that are on a gas can. It just had an opening. What would you need to put it into the tank? You know, one of those cone-shaped things. Yeah, what do you call that? So you were going to pour something into a soda bottle. You didn't want to spill it all over everything, so you put a...
Mount.
Fun. Starts with fun. Fun.
Fun.
Is that it? So it's not like what you think? Well, you know.
Potholes.
The what?
Potholes.
Well, one that looks like.
Right.
What do you call that?
I suppose there are a lot of those things strung together.
Alright. They're using the term funnel?
Yeah.
Like
funnel?
I don't
know. Okay. If someone were driving horses, what would be that thing that they'd hit them with?
Hold up.
Alright. And if you go to the store and buy some groceries, what do they put the groceries in?
Bag.
What kind of bag is it?
Paper sack.
Okay. A fairly large quantity of sugar, really, say 1,500 pounds, 500 pounds of sugar, what would that be put in? What kind of container would that be? Would that be a...
A big sack.
Okay. And how about potatoes? What kind of a bag does potatoes come in? What do you call that kind of a bag? You know, the real coarse
potato bag.
Yeah. Do they have any other name for that you've heard?